You're listening to Conversations That Matter with your host, Terry Conrad.
Hi, everybody. This is Terry Conrad, and I am having a conversation that matters with a very dear friend of mine, Melanie Ann Bittner, who also is my designer, but we're calling her more than that, actually. Now we call her a brand architect, and there's a very specific reason for that. Melanie is an incredibly savvy businesswoman. She comes from an agency background. She understands marketing and branding on a very granular level and how all of those things tie together to build a successful business. And I, of course, conned her into helping me with Agent Quest and conversation. It actually all started with Conversations That Matter. We got together and I talked a little bit about what I wanted to build with this project, and it just sort of ballooned from there. So welcome, Melanie.
Thank you so much for having me today, Terry. This is amazing. I'm super excited to work with you and to have you as my friend and to share what we know about branding and what we know about marketing and to share that with your audience.
Well, and of course, I just continue to learn and learn and learn from you as we go through the process of working with our own clients. So let's start back at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and sort of how we came to meet and how all of this sort of happened?
Oh, okay. So going way back, I started about 20 years ago. I had a total passion for art and design, and I thought that I wanted to be a painter at one point, in fact. And then a really amazing teacher of mine suggested that I might look at other options to expand my creative outlet and also make money and have a living.
Crucial.
And so and not starve. So he introduced me to commercial design, and I was hooked ever since. And so coming right out of high school, I went right from the ground up and learned in a print shop, and then became a designer, and then became an art director. And then got to work in some great agencies in Vancouver, where we got to work with big agency types of people. We had clients such as, the Port of Vancouver, government museums, and things like that. And then I decided to become a mother.
Yeah.
And so that's a whole other career. And so in the process, I wanted to, find a way to take my skills and my talents and bring them to the kinds of clients that maybe didn't have the big, huge budgets for the kinds of, the execution of the branding that maybe the big people had. So, so I took all of my experience and started to create a process that works for small business or solopreneurs, or even executives and thought leaders.
Right, right. Which is, and your process, I think this is something that I really kind of want to dig into a little bit, because I don't think that the average business person, entrepreneur, really fully understands that this isn't just a matter of picking your logo, picking your tagline, and off you go. And I think that, I think there's a lot of areas here that we can dig into around how, what is a brand and why is that even relevant? Why do we care? Why do we spend so much time and why is it so expensive to go through this process? Let's just call out the elephant in the room.
Okay. So I think branding's become quite a hot topic recently. Mm-hmm. And so people are getting a little bit more educated. In the past, if you're a small business or a solopreneur, you're likely to find a graphic designer or a print shop and just ask for a logo to be designed and maybe some business cards.
Right.
And I think what we're, finally coming out from a small business level is that understanding of, that a brand works from the foundation up, that it matters who you are, who your team is as a personality. It really matters who your target market is. Asking the deep questions about what makes you different,
right,
compared to your competition. So I call that, for me on a small business level, essence driven branding. So what makes my heart just, sing and how I feel joy in my work is when I get to really know my clients.
Right.
And so you've obviously been a client of mine and experienced. It's really important to me to know who you are at a really deep level and what your vision is at a really high level.
Right.
And bring those two things together to make sure that your business is going to work and your brand is going to work from the inside out. Because I think what people miss sometimes is that branding happens all the time. It happens when you're talking to someone. It happens when they see your business card, when they come across your website. The touch points are so many, and especially in this new social world. Absolutely. It's not just a logo and a business card anymore. And you know, people talk and how you talk to clients. And so your brand is really needing to communicate consistently from all of those different places. And so there needs to be some thought put into it. And sometimes what I find is that when I work with a client, you know, their vision for what they want and who they are and their brand isn't necessarily quite lining up. So we can really tweak those little things so that, you know, the your market, your client really experiences you in a really profound, more profound way.
Which I, you know, I love this piece. I think you've nailed it exactly right. I mean, I've experienced the same thing, which is people just don't really fully understand what a brand even is. And I've been saying for a while now that brand needs a rebrand. Because it's so not about the logo and the tagline anymore, although that plays a part, of course, in all of your digital assets that you end up creating, that and you create some beautiful, beautiful design, which is so, I think, crucial. That's another conversation we need to have. But the understanding, like, and here's where I say, like, you are not a designer, you are a brand architect, because you are really helping the client identify and get clarity on their vision. And when you get clarity on your vision, suddenly everything, every other decision that you need to make is uber clear. Everyone on your team knows the direction that you're going in. Yes. I think all of those things start to really come into play and are so vital and important for the success of any business.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk to me a little bit about, like, because you're such a savvy businesswoman, and I don't think we've really highlighted the, like, I've called the process that you took me through a birthing process. It was like a rebirth, you know, like you go through, it's because I think you are so good at drawing out by asking the right questions, and the way that you craft your messaging is so, I think, quite unique. There's not anybody else that I've seen, and I've worked with several designers over the years, but the way that you walked me through that process really articulated to me that you're not just a designer, but you are a savvy businesswoman who understands building that foundation, the importance of that. And so, like, what are some of the questions? Like, let's just play with that for a second. What are some of the questions you would ask a new client when they're trying to get clear?
Well, I asked them, one of the first questions I ask, which always is kind of scares people, actually, is, you know, give me a list of your top 20 passions. And this is you. So we start with you. And I think that, you know, in the branding process that I'm really passionate about, the biggest piece on the underlying foundation is to know yourself, right? So I kind of think of myself almost as a coach in a way.
Yes.
So I could be a brand coach or, you know, somewhat a business coach. And so at the very beginning, it's about me finding out who you are, just in life, because it really does inform on a small business level. I mean, we're not talking about the Coca-Colas of the world here,
right?
But on a small business level, it really does inform, you know, your brand, what you're doing in the world, where you're going to go. Cause often we have these grandiose visions of where we think our business is going to go. And when we look at what you're really passionate about or what your life's really like and what you're, you know, do the two combine. Like, for instance, if you want to become a speaker or, you know, a real estate agent who wants to maybe grow their business to this level, is it going to be joyful for you? Or is it going to work with your highest values, maybe your family is your highest value and your children are your highest value. So how can you reframe what you're doing in the world so that, you're not going to burn out, your clients aren't going to, you know, see that. Maybe you can process things differently. Maybe you can put the brand out differently. So helping you from that deep level of who you are, what your values are. We do a lot of values work, which is just, it's astounding to me. Like, people are just amazing. I love relationships with people. So I think that I'm driven by getting to know someone and finding out if all those pieces of their brand puzzle, because everyone's is different,
right,
are going to match up, right? Are they going to combine to to create this powerful business/brand? Or do we need to look at some things? And so I often have the experience of clients either shifting a little bit how they work or having some profound understanding of themselves that they didn't have before. And quite honestly, I have no idea how it happens. It just does.
I think it's magical. I think the truth is we're so busy and we are, you know, like there's so much coming at us all the time and all these decisions that need to be made, and especially when you're launching a business or you're going through a rebranding process. It's like, you know, we're just getting shit done, right? So it's like constantly go, 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 go. But you are sort of that person that says, no, we need to stop and we need to take the time and go through the process. And in the end, it's like this, it's like therapy. I mean, you kind of have a rediscovery of who you even are and what matters to you, which I do think is profound and meaningful. And that's why we're talking about this, because I really wanted to highlight the importance of the work that you do and this isn't something that you just say, okay, you answered a few questions, we know what colors you like, and now you have a design, right? No.
Rarely does it happen like that.
Right. So this is a process that can take time. And we, now we're working together, of course, with the Brand Quest for Agent Quest. So we're working with clients and taking them through that rebranding process. And I love the work that we're doing together. I love being able to collaborate with you on that because I, of course, am learning so much. And it's such a new, I think there's so many people, real estate has had this bad, I don't even know how to put this. Everyone has been doing the same thing for so long. It's like, get your bus bench ad, get your stock business, you know, your photo. Yeah. And there's been this sort of this, you know, collective approach or formula in how to brand yourself in real estate typically. And I still see it. I still see templated business cards and templated websites and templated everything. And how would you advise a real estate agent to really differentiate themselves? Because really, they're all doing the same job. How do we do that? How do they find themselves?
Yeah, and I think that goes back to why this particular process works so well comparatively to just doing the formula thing. And going back to the formula, I mean, there are things about the formula that work, and we're not going to change what isn't broken.
Right.
And at the same time, you know, if you take a fresh approach based on your value system, based on your personality, the things that matter to you and how you want to work, I think it allows for some really great creativity in a marketplace that maybe is, you know, what you're saying has been a little bit stale from the marketing perspective. And so I think if we think of ourselves as team members, you with your, you know, huge background in varied aspects of real estate, and then also to combine the social background that you have, and then, you know, with the branding side, but then add the client in. The client isn't this you know, part of the process that is, you know, we're doing something to them. It's like we're creating together as a team.
I feel that way.
And I think the buzzword there is creativity, because what's possible? I mean, I don't know what's possible, but I know that when we get three people or a team together when we throw away the formulas, then that's where magic happens and that's where innovation happens. And so, you know, that also leads to you standing out, you know, in a marketplace where everybody else is doing the same thing. You get to create something that's a little bit different, you know, you can't help but stand out. And then also differentiators. I mean, we would look at the specific person or team against their closest competition, and then a whole bunch of other factors come into play, right? So we're looking at you at a business level competition and differentiation, and then we're looking at the person, you know, what, because you're going to show up how you show up everywhere in the world. And so if your brand matches that, then that's exciting and it creates this kind of vibe. If the brand is really, you know, staid and solid and, you know, traditional, and you're this really vibrant, you know, amazing person, then there's this disconnect, right? Or maybe there's just lost in translation, right? So the aim is to get the team together to create those exciting possibilities, right?
I love that possibility is an exciting word. And this is like, and you mentioned the team too. And that's, for me, it's so exciting to be collaborating on a creative project where we are discovering possibilities. I just think that is so much fun. It is the most fun I've been having, honestly, in a long time. and, it, And it feels really powerful and important, truthfully, because I feel like it sets somebody up for complete success. It reignites their passion for their own business. Mm-hmm. And it allows them to see a stronger vision, I think, and then really move things forward in a positive and productive way. So mm-hmm. that's awesome. Why don't you talk to me a little bit more about Brand Her and mm-hmm. the kind of work that you've been doing. Like you're up in Squamish, so you work with a lot of other small businesses, and everyone up in Squamish and Whistler are skiers, outdoorsy people.
Adventure people,
totally.
Well, so that goes back to my own branding. So when I took a really deep look at what I wanted to do when I grew up, you know, when I re-grew up, because I had this previous life, and then I wanted, you know, we moved to Squamish. I wanted to raise my family yes. in this community. I want to be able to go out and do the outdoor adventures and everything. And so, and you know what? The community is small. There isn't enough business locally necessarily. So looking at my competition and, you know, and my target markets, how could I, you know, do meaningful work, still raise my children, and thrive, right? I mean, right. financially and also personally. And so, I have a huge passion for, small business, solopreneurs and, women in leadership, you know, generally globally that, you know, just elevating that however I can. And so with my skill set, combining that with those passions, I created Brand Her. And so Brand Her crafts, you know, we do design, we do branding for, small businesses owned by women, thought leaders, because there's lots of really interesting people out there doing great things in the world who just need a little bit of consistency so yes. that their message is heard, right? Yes. And executives, even like high level executives, women executives. So just elevating women leadership. That's one bucket that I like to work. I still love to work with some select, corporate clients. And now I'm really excited to be part of Agent Quest because it's great to work with you. Great to work in a market that I have had a history a long time ago and haven't mm-hmm. touched for a while.
Yeah.
So I'm playing in the sandboxes that are meaningful to me. And because I have devised a little bit of a system that allows me to work online remotely really well,
yes.
then I can have clients across Canada and North America. And
so that's actually, like mm-hmm. from a business perspective, this mm-hmm. is a very interesting conversation because you have developed, I think, some very productive systems. So we're operating inside of Basecamp, which is yes. 37 Signals, Jason yes. Fried, right?
Oh, he
created
amazing.
That. He yeah. is amazing. This is a really, like, there's a few things I would improve, but overall, it is such a powerful tool because there is that immediate collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to sort of organize projects and ideas and keep things in line in terms of to-dos and dates yeah. and events and all those things. So I love it as a project management tool. I'm yeah. finding it very useful. I'm using it with all my clients now, thanks to you.
Yeah.
And the other piece that I like, though, is that you had a very, very well-thought-out onboarding system. Like when somebody comes on, why don't you talk a little bit about, because I know like there's that, you know, like the brand score and there's this yeah. road mapping, like all those things that you do that I don't think the average designer does, because I have worked with a few. Those yeah. are, I think, very powerful tools. Why don't you sort of explain a little bit about, you know, what you do with those things?
Right. So when somebody comes to work in my sandboxes, whether it's through Agent Quest or Brand Her or not so much corporate clients, they have a little bit of a different system. But I wanted to create a very systemized way. I mean, sometimes creativity can get very chaotic.
Yes.
Let's just face it. And I guess I like both sides of it. I really like creative chaos and I see a place for it. And sometimes creatives, designers, us, you know, people who are working on the visual side can forget that those systems are really important.
Yes.
And they can be super helpful. So over about a year, I took all of the, you know, the things that I knew that I would need and got really messy and had a lot of fun creating systems around that. So creating really interesting, sets of questions for inquiry, creating like the onboarding process, the welcome package, you know, making sure that a client knew step by step where they were going to go
yeah.
and then where they were in the process. And I found that clients really appreciate that. Just being able to see, even visually, step by step,
yes,
where we're going to go, what the different stages are. And that keeps me on track. It keeps them on track. And it also means that, you know, we just have a flow of work that I know works. It's been tested.
Yes.
And so how that kind of plays out is we start, and I think this is sometimes where things go backwards with small business, and it has to, like, this is not a judgment at all. But what happens is we start a business, we need everything right away.
Yes.
We go out and we grab a quick logo from 99 Designs or something. And then, you know, cause it's a global economy, we can get everything cheap and free and stuff. Right.
Yep.
And then we grab our business cards from Moo Cards and someone else designs those. And then, you know, and we do, and we throw together our social media with some, you know, candids taken at the beach or something. And so, you know, we get going in business, and then, and if we're successful as a company, then there comes a point, it's either at startup, if somebody's kind of a little bit savvier, has had someone buzz in their ear,
yes,
but usually what I'm finding is it's that you've been in business for, you know, 1 to 5 years,
mm-hmm,
and you now know what you didn't know before.
Right.
And what you didn't know before is that you really, you really need to have a consistent brand out there, and it really needs to be reflective of who you are. It needs to take into consideration who your target market is, and you learn all the things that you didn't know. And then that's the best stage for somebody to come in, because what I get to do then is take them back to square one.
Right.
And we start with the coaching kind of inquiry. What, you know, what are you passionate about? Who is really your target market? Is it who you think it is or not? You know, who might be your competition,
mm-hmm,
what makes you different? And then from the deep inquiry, we craft messaging. So the messaging comes before the visuals. And this is important. Sometimes we're doing the backwards thing. I mean, we're flexible, right? Because people have got us a certain set of materials first, possibly.
Right.
But in a perfect world, we inquire about all the things we need to, you know, from the foundation point of view. I create a 360 brand analysis, so everybody, you know, is on the same page. If you go decide to use a different writer in the future, a different designer, you have, you know, in one package who
so
you are.
Which is so valuable.
Hugely valuable.
Yeah.
And then we craft messaging, strategic brand messaging, which is, you know, your vision statement, your positioning statement, your purpose statement, you know, your tagline perhaps. And we have this set of materials that, you know, you'll get bored of, because you're going to be using them over and over again. But what that means is that, you know, if it takes 7 times for a potential customer to have a touch point with your brand before they hire you, well, you better be consistent about what you're saying out there. So it can be the foundation for everything else that you write, everything else that you market. Just even in one page, those 4 statements are super valuable.
So valuable. And it can be reused in your bios and reused in your blog posts. And fabulous.
Yeah. And so with those 2 pieces, the 360 and the strategic messaging, when you talk about going out and doing a marketing plan later, a social media plan, it's like your little Bible. You don't have to be sitting in front of that blank page or that blank screen anymore going, what do I write today? I have no idea. Like, you know what your values are. And so today I'm going to write about my values, or today I'm going to write about the company's values.
Yeah.
You know, tomorrow I'm going to write about what our vision is. You know, you have just this amazing pool of creativity to pull from for all of your other materials. So that's kind of the foundation piece. And then from there we move to visuals, and then the visuals will match that foundation, as opposed to maybe the other way around, or maybe never even looking at that foundation stuff.
I kind of think of it as like the visuals are sort of, you know, they're shining the light on the messaging. Like it's like, that's the trigger that gets you. It sort of stimulates the whole thought process and gets you so much more clear about what you're even building. I love that.
Yeah. And if you think about it, I had this client give some feedback one time that was really interesting to me. They basically said, this new brand that I have feels like I'm dressed in like clothes that just make me shine. And so the brand is there to clothe the person, but
love
the person
that
underneath, it matters, right?
Yes.
So, so just think of it as like either the makeup on the skin, or the visual part, or the clothes on the person, but the person still has to shine through that.
Agreed.
Right.
Agreed.
And then you feel like when you're wearing the right brand that you're like, you know, you're swish, you're like out there, and you feel like you can you know, rock the world, as opposed to, you know, maybe when you go out in your gumboots and, I mean, which I sometimes like the casual too, but you know what I mean? Like where you just feel really good about.
Well, yeah. I think what I identified is that there is this pride that you take when you've built something and you've invested and you've gone through the process and you've gotten so clear. And now there's this visual representation that is spectacular because you are also a very talented designer. But when you finally land and you've gone through several iterations to get, you know, exactly what you want, that when you're finally there, it's something that you love and you want to show it off. Yeah. And you're very proud of it. And I think that just changes everything. It's amazing. It's amazing what that can do for a business.
Yes, absolutely. And for the feeling of the team and bringing people together. And
Agreed. Yeah. It's that shared vision. So let's go back to a couple other things. Like one thing that I think you do that is so amazing is your brand score. And I wish I could show people some of your designs, because the way that you've built these pieces aren't just clever, but they're actually beautifully designed and walk you through this process. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
So yeah, how I think of branding is a bit of a puzzle. And so when I was putting together how I wanted to work with clients, part of it was education.
Yes.
I think if you know, you know, like what is branding anyway? That's it, like we talked about at the beginning, it's kind of nebulous, right?
Right.
So I wanted to be able to educate clients and at the same time have a way for us to measure where you were before, where you are maybe after this process. And then this process is just the beginning, because then there's all sorts of things you can do with your brand, right?
Right.
You can go social, you can go, you can have a marketing map, you can market in different ways, you can market in print and all these different things. So we're wanting to create this pretty solid place to start from.
Right.
And so, so I created, if you can imagine, a sheet, and it has 25 sections in it. And we go through at the very beginning of our process, we go through each one and you get to hear what it means when I say, you know, what is your vision? What does that really mean? What is your vision? And then how would you, you know, how are we going to score where you're at right now?
Right.
And so it's out of 100. It's a fun little measurement tool for me. It helps guide, you know, where we need to really put our efforts and where you may have already, you know, you may have already done the work in the past with other people or with yourself, and you're pretty solid in those areas. So what it does a whole bunch of things. It measures where you are at the beginning and at the end so that you can see how far you've come. It creates a roadmap for how we're going to work and what areas that are really important. It's an education tool, because when we go through those 25 brand touch points, you get to hear and have a lot, like a back and forth discussion. You get to ask me questions. What does that really mean on each piece? And how does that fit into the brand? And then, so you come out basically having had a crash course in branding.
Yes.
And you have a score. You're like, oh, I'm a 40 out of 100 right now. I got a long way to go, but at least I know where to put my money and energy.
Yes. I think that's so crucial, especially today when there's so many things you could throw money at. And all these different tools and technology and everything else, that if anything that's going to help me figure out where to like hyper-focus is going to be extremely useful and valuable.
Yeah. And if you're like an 80 out of 100, you're really, really good when we come to work together, then it allows us to really focus on those places. And we are all on the same page knowing that, hey, that's a weak spot. Let's handle it. Right.
Is there any particular area that you've noticed where a lot of people tend to stumble?
Well, messaging, I would say, is a big thing. I would say most people don't have messaging. If they've been around for a while, they might have the traditional, paragraph after paragraph after paragraph. And you know, that's another thing, is basically recognizing that branding 20 years ago or 15 years ago is slightly different now, because since I've had children, the Facebook's been invented, Twitter's been invented, like the whole social side, we have information coming at us just at a record speed. So what we have to think of in a business going back, you know, customer facing, is they don't have a lot of time to read pages. They're not going to read pages. So how can we capture who you are, what you do, what you believe in, what your values are, and be sexy in like 7 seconds, right?
Right.
So you totally nailed that. Small little blurbs that capture people and lead them in, right?
I just think, let's stop here, because I think it's so important. the way that you craft the messaging, like for me, it was instantaneously distinct. I recognized immediately how there was far more emotion invoked in your messaging. Like there's a lot of talking about, well, how does this make you feel? I'm particularly aware of it because I am looking for that sort of thing. But because I am also going teaching people that, you know, how you share your message, the way you craft your message is 9/10 of the game. Yes. And that you can be so valuable, but if nobody knows it and you haven't talked about it and you're not sharing it in a way that inspires people to want to learn more, then it just doesn't matter.
No.
Right? So you can actually be hurting yourself with the wrong messaging.
Or no one will even get to it because they'll see this page of text, and it's just overwhelming for people nowadays to go into that. But I think what you touched on was the emotion, and basically, what's been found, especially in our newer economies, is that people purchase based on connection. So, you know, if you're going to work with two different companies that do exactly the same thing, you're going to work with the one who you feel connects to you, which is why we do the foundation work, because you don't need, you know, there's 8 billion people in the world. You don't need them all.
That's right.
You want to work with the people who get you, you get them, you have a joyful experience, and then you move on, you keep them. So it's important in the messaging not to get mushy, but to actually put something out there that's a little bit vulnerable, or even just talk about what's important to you. Because if someone has 2 different businesses they can choose to purchase from, they're going to purchase from the ones who share the values or who they feel emotionally connected to, or they have some kind of feeling for, right? I mean, it depends on what it depends on what the product is, but to some extent, it doesn't really, it's everything.
Well, and we as human beings, I mean, there's studies that have, you know, shown, I can't remember any statistics or anything, but the fact is that we as human beings are defining ourselves by the brands that we choose.
Yeah.
And that we are making a statement to the world about, you know, who we've chosen to work with, mm-hmm. and, you know, down to your Nike sneakers or your Holt Renfrew bag or whatever it might be, mm-hmm. You know, but every time, like, I mean, I've got my D&G glasses on. Why do I wear letters on my glasses? Because I'm a sucker, that's why. But the point is it's a statement about me, right? Like I'm defining to you who I think that I am. And I think that it's so crucial that companies wrap their head, or realtors or entrepreneurs or small business owners sort of start to understand like that you want to attract the people that do. That's why the values exercises are so important, mm-hmm. because you have to identify them first before you're going to know how to connect with other people with shared values.
Well, and there's a couple of in my workshops that I do, there's a couple of pretty obvious examples. One is Lululemon. You know, they have built a business on shared values. And to the point where now when you purchase a bra or a pair of pants, you actually get their messaging in it. Like yes. they actually put the things that are meaningful to them in type on the clothes, right?
Right.
Because it has been so successful for them to market based on shared values. Or Tom's Shoes, for instance. I mean, we can get shoes from anywhere, and Tom's Shoes aren't even fabulous.
Nope. Like
they're very utilitarian. I yes. love them. I have a pair. But I and probably a lot of other people feel compelled to make that extra step and actually purchase based on that. I know another human being on this planet is going to have a pair of shoes, and that,
yep.
that feels good to me. Right.
There's no question.
So, you know, not everyone is going to be able to offer those grandiose things, but there are small ways based on your passions and what's important to you. You might connect with certain, social programs or just share your what's meaningful.
Yeah.
And then people who have that shared experience will be attracted.
There's no question. I completely believe that. I loved the Lululemon manifesto. I know that
yeah.
that has been shared to death.
Yeah.
But that is all that is just a statement about what we believe.
And why can't you have your own manifesto?
And
anyone can have one, right? It's a great piece of the brand.
I completely agree. So what are some of the things, let's go back to Agent Quest just for a second and Brand Quest. And some of the things that if we have some agents out there who are not necessarily believing in, you know, like they work with their big brand and they get their templated listing mm-hmm. packages or whatever it might be. Like why would they need to invest in their own personal branding?
I think just for all the reasons we've talked about it, we've riffed on it for, quite a number of minutes now. And I think that just to summarize it, it's an exploration into who you are so that you can build your business based on what you want, who you are, what your vision is, and do the work of knowing, you know, who's out there, what makes you different, so that you can stand out, so that, you know, if someone has different choices to make, they're going to make the choice to work with you. Or if somebody, you know, what happens a lot is that if you're pretty sparkly with your brand and pretty consistent, you get referred a lot, right? You get referred a lot. You're not just looking like you're part of, I know, you know, real estate agents, it's important to be part of that bigger team. You get a lot of support around that. And you know, you're sitting next to, you know, agents in your office who you're friends with, who you love, who you go for drinks with, and they're your competition.
Yeah.
And it's a challenging set of circumstances. It's kind of fun to, you know, break ground there and see, you know, just how you can work your business around your life, how you can create your brand that reflects you.
Yes, agreed. Well, let's wrap it there. I think you've completely nailed it. I love your just your approach to business. I just think you're so amazing. Obviously, that's why we're working together. And I will obviously continue to refer other work to you as well. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your vision with us and your awesome personality.
Thank you, Terry. It's been super fun. I was a little nervous about this recording because I don't do recordings very often, but you know, I think I'm definitely excited about getting out there more with you and about Agent Quest, and it's going to be a great ride.
It's going to be a great year. So
yeah,
we'll talk soon. Thanks so much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.